This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الحمد لله الحمد لله علي الذات عظيم الصفات سمي السمات كبير الشأن جليل القدر الرفيع الذكر مطاع الأمر جليل البرهان فخيم الاسم غزيل العلم وسل حلم كثير الغفران جميل الثناء جزيل العطاء مجيب الدعاء عميم الإحسان سريع الحساب شديد العقاب أليم العذاب عزيز السلطان ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في الخلق والأمر ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله المبعوث إلى الأسفل والأحمر المنعوت بشرح الصدر ورفع الذكر وصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين هم خلاصة العرب العرباء وخير الخلائق بعد الأنبياء أما بعد فيا أيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى وإياكم والبدعة فإن البدعة تهدي إلى المعصية ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى وعليكم بالإحسان فإن الله يحب المحسنين وادعوه فإنه مجيب الداعين واستغفروه يمددكم بأموال وبنين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم As we embarked upon the month of Ramadan, there were many different goals that we had, there were different aspirations that we had, there were maybe a lot of things that we had scheduled that we hoped to get to or to achieve or accomplish during this blessed month of Ramadan. And probably one of the top things on our list, or at the very least, what I can say is it should be the top thing on our list, and that is to achieve the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the fascinating things when you look at all the narrations that are particular to the month of Ramadan, when someone does an analysis, a survey of all the ahadith al-fada'il, all the narrations of the Prophet ﷺ that particularly mention the virtues of the month of Ramadan, the benefits of the month of Ramadan, what one hopes to gain during the month of Ramadan, what is promised during the month of Ramadan, the one very fascinating observation is that they all center around the idea, they all deliver on the promise of forgiveness. Forgiveness is the constant theme throughout all of those narrations. For example, in the hadith quoted in Al-Bukhari and Muslim, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man sama Ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban." Somebody who fasted throughout the month of Ramadan, imanan wa ihtisaban, while having faith and belief in Allah and hoping for the ultimate reward from Allah, they were not looking for any other kind of appreciation. They weren't looking, they had no ulterior motive. Their only and sole objective was to please Allah. What is the promise? غُفِرَ لَهُمَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. All of their sins will be forgiven. Then the Prophet ﷺ mentions, مَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا. That someone who stood and prayed every single night throughout the month of Ramadan, that someone who prayed, and this is from the mercy of our deen and our religion, the Prophet ﷺ did not specify a certain amount. There is some good news for the four rakat crew, all right? Some. Okay. But the Prophet ﷺ said somebody who prayed every single night throughout the month of Ramadan. SubhanAllah, it makes me think, there's an authentic narration from the Prophet ﷺ that says somebody who prays their Salat al-Isha and then somebody who prays their Salat al-Fajr, كُتِبَ لَهُ. It will be written for him as if he prayed the entire night. Look how beautiful our deen is. It asks us for a little bit of effort. Of course, do more. But look how beautiful this deen is. Look how all-encompassing the mercy of Allah is. So going back to the point, the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever stood and prayed throughout the month of Ramadan, what is their reward? غُفِرَ لَهُمَا تَقَدْمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. What we've been seeking for the last week, Laylatul Qadr, the nights of power, the nights of great reward. What does it say? What is the promise? What is the reward of that night? مَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Whoever stood and prayed on the night, and again, the Prophet ﷺ did not specify how much. But whoever stood and prayed on the night of Laylatul Qadr, what is their reward? All their sins are forgiven. So when you look at all of these different narrations that talk about the virtues, the blessings of the month of Ramadan, it focuses on this central theme and idea of forgiveness. And the Prophet ﷺ in Sahih Bukhari, as he says, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Actions are based on their intentions. And so we have to have good intentions and the right intentions going into our actions. But the Prophet ﷺ also in Sahih Bukhari mentions that إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. Actions are ultimately rewarded and judged by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on their conclusions and how we close and how we conclude. And so the month of Ramadan is not over. Sometimes the last Friday of the month of Ramadan, and or sometimes the 27th night, and sometimes those two coincide, like tonight, that's it signals to us this kind of idea that Ramadan is over. And we mourn for a few moments what we were not able to achieve or accomplish, and then we move right on to the next thing. But this is a reminder to me and to everybody here that the month of Ramadan is not over, and that we have precious days, precious nights, precious moments remaining. And we have to remind ourselves and remember what the ultimate goal was. Whether, may Allah forgive me, I was fully fixed on it, I was fully focused or cognizant of it or not, I still have time to remind myself. And that goal was forgiveness. The forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what I want. That if I leave this month, achieve nothing more than the forgiveness of Allah. I say nothing more as if it's something small. مَغْفِرَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِكَ. The forgiveness of Allah. Completely wiped away. Clean slate. New beginning. Fresh start. Turning a new page. We have so many expressions in our language to capture the same idea of what it's like to get another chance. Because it's so powerful. Because in the world it may be so elusive. People rarely ever can completely turn the page on something. This world will never ever totally forgive us. But with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's not only a possibility, that's a promise. It's a promise from Allah that I can get a total second chance. That I can flip the page. I can turn a new leaf. I can start over completely. But I have to want it. And I have to ask for it. Allah is so kind, so merciful, that He'll give me that next chance. But all I need to do is I need to humble myself and I need to ask for it. I need to seek it. And a lot of times, when something is so powerful, so beautiful, so remarkable, it might seem like it's very difficult. Like maybe, you know, I have to scale a mountain. I have to fulfill some great task. But the Prophet ﷺ, the Quran and the Prophet ﷺ tell us how simple, how accessible, how practical it actually is. In the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, sometimes it's a matter of effort and just perspective and focus. In the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, it mentions about him, rather in Sahih Muslim, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يجتهد في العشر الأواخر من شهر رمضان ما لا يجتهد في غيرها. He would put in more effort during the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan than he did in normal days. Everyone has a different level. Somebody's level might be different than mine, but that's okay. The point of the narration is he would put in more work than he normally did. That's all I have to do. He's put in more work than I normally do. In the hadith, it mentions Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha says, كان إذا دخل العشر أحيى الليل وأيقظ أهله وشد مئزره. He would stay up and pray during the night. He would wake up his family to pray with him. He would tighten his belt. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sometimes a deed can be so simple and so easy. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi or the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Strive for the forgiveness of your Lord. وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ عِدَّةٌ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. In a paradise that is so vast that it's bigger than this entire universe. Now, how do you achieve something so amazing? الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. People who spend, and again, I emphasize, Allah does not mention quantity. Allah emphasizes quality. They spend whether times are good or even times are tough. They might be able to give a little less, but that's okay. Allah does not hold that against them. As long as they spend, as long as they give. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. And maybe it's a deed as simple as, I have a confrontation with my brother. We have a dispute, a disagreement about something. And in that moment, maybe he crosses the line. And I'm angry. I'm furious. But instead of lashing out, I'm able to control myself. I'm able to hold myself, control my anger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that deed itself could get you the forgiveness from Allah and that paradise that Allah is talking about. Just controlling your anger in that one moment. وَلَعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And then forgiving someone. Someone wronged you. Someone said something that they shouldn't have said to you. But just forgiving it. Letting it go. We always get stuck on, but it's my right. However, it's my right. However, if I am willing to forgive in that moment, just let it go. That small, simple deed could earn me this forgiveness of Allah that we're talking about. And the promise of that paradise. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah loves those people who strive for excellence in doing good. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً. Someone might say, brother, you're talking about doing these good deeds. I'm still trying to keep myself out of trouble. I find myself constantly tempted and constantly falling and failing. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there's hope for us as well. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. That the people who might have committed the most unspeakable things, فَاحِشَةً, Allah calls it such a sin that you can't even speak it. Such a sin you can't even speak it. أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Or maybe some other sin, ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ. But then they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. And they ask Allah for forgiveness. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. But then Allah asks us a rhetorical question. Who can forgive your sins other than Allah? Which is Allah's very powerful, beautiful, eloquent way of saying, of course I'll forgive you. وَلَمْ يُسِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Why? Why is this sinner? Why is this criminal being forgiven? What did he or she do to deserve forgiveness? Well, Allah says, وَلَمْ يُسِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. When they realized what they were doing was wrong, when they realized what they were doing, and they realized that what they were doing was wrong, they didn't persist on it. They didn't stay on it. They weren't stuck on it. أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. And just not even being remarkable, not even being exemplary, extraordinary, but being this faulty. However, having that kind of relationship with Allah, having that kind of awareness, and just the ability to seek forgiveness, Allah says that those people, their reward, their ultimate reward, مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ, is the forgiveness from their Lord. وَجَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِيَ الْأَنْهَارِ. Gardens in paradise, rivers and streams flowing beneath them. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَنِعْمَ أَجَرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. And they'll be in that paradise for all of eternity. And look how remarkable, look how beautiful the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so accessible. We have to grasp it and understand it and comprehend it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us in a hadith of Sahih Bukhari, this is something very powerful. It's a bit delicate. But look how powerful this is. غُفِرَ لِإِمْرَأَةٍ مُومِسَةٍ. Excuse me. غُفِرَ لِإِمْرَأَةٍ مُومِسَةٍ. Which in the Arabic language means, there was a woman who had committed the most unspeakable sin. And it talks about the fact that this was her occupation. That unspeakable sin was her occupation. مَرَّتْ بِكَلْبٍ عَلَى رَأْسِ زَكِيٍّ. And as she's walking by, she passes by this dog, this thirsty dog, sitting at the edge of a well. يَلْهَثْ كَادَ يَقْتُلُهُ الْعَطْشُ. And he was panting. And the way he was breathing, you could sense that he had just a few moments of life left in him. His thirst was so severe, it was going to kill this poor creature. And this woman, this extremely sinful person, who lived a life of sin, in that moment sees the desperation of the dog, thinks about her own soul, repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and an act of redemption to qualify her repentance, نَزَعَتْ خُفَّهَا. She removes her shoe, her boot. فَأَوْثَقَتْهُ بِخِمَارِهَا. And she takes her scarf and she ties the boot to her scarf. فَنَزَعَتْ لَهُ مِنَ الْمَاءِ فَنَزَعَتْ لَهُ مِنَ الْمَاءِ. And there's no bucket, so she lowers her boot using her own scarf into the well, fills it up with water, pulls it out, puts it in front of that dying, thirsty animal. فَغُفِرَ لَهَا بِذَلِكَ. And Allah forgave her because of that deed. That's how simple it is. In another hadith, in Bukhari and Muslim, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, بَيْنَمَا رَجُلٌ يَمْشِي بِطَرِيقٍ. A man was walking down the street, minding his own business, just walking down the street, like we do all the time. وَجَدَ غُسْنَ شَوْكٍ فِي الطَّرِيقِ. He saw that a branch of a tree had fallen into the street, and it had thorns and things like that on it. So he stopped. فَأَخَّرَهُ. He stopped, inconvenienced himself for 60 seconds, 30 seconds. And he took that branch and he picked it up and he pulled it off the road so that it wouldn't harm or hurt anybody. فَشَكَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ. Allah appreciated his deed so much, فَغَفَرَ لَهُ, that Allah forgave him. A sin like that, a deed like that. That's how easy, that's how accessible the forgiveness of Allah is. نَبِّي عِبَادِي أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah says, tell my servants, why don't they listen? Tell them. And Allah is speaking in the first person that indeed I and only I am so forgiving and so merciful. Why don't they seek it? And I come back to the same point of sometimes we can doubt ourselves, and sometimes we become too encumbered by the sins that we've committed, and we don't have enough perspective about how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. The poet, he writes, Ya Rabbi, in azumat dhunubi kathratan, falakad alimtu bi anna afwaka a'zamu. My Lord, when my sins become numerous, I remember that your forgiveness is greater. In kana la yarjuka illa muhsinun, famani alladhi yad'u wa yarju al-mujrimu. That if the only people that can have hope in you are pious people, then who will criminals like me call out to? أَدْعُوكَ رَبِّي كَمَا أَمَرْتَ تَضَرُّعًا فَإِذَا رَدَتَّ يَدَيَّ فَمَنْ ذَا يَرْحَمُ. That I call out to you, my Lord, as you have commanded, and I call out with humility. But if you reject and turn my hands back empty, then who will have mercy on this soul? مَالِي إِلَيْكَ وَسِيلَةٌ إِلَّا الرَّجَعَ وَجَمِيلُ عَفْوِكَ ثُمَّ أَنِّي مُسْلِمُ. That I have nothing left in this life except my hope in you. And the beauty of your forgiveness is what made me a Muslim to begin with. وَلَمَّا قَسَى قَلْبِي وَضَاقَتْ مَذَاهِبِي جَعَلْتُ الرِّجَى مِنِّي لِعَفْوِكَ سُلَّمًا. That, oh Allah, when my heart becomes hardened, I've sinned so much, I've hardened my heart, and it seems like all my pathways are closed. The hope I have in your forgiveness is the rope that I hold on to. تَعَاظَمَنِي ذَنْبِي فَلَمَّا قَرَنْتُهُ بِعَفْوِكَ رَبِّي كَانَ عَفْوُكَ أَعْظَمًا. That my sins weigh me down, but when I compare them to your forgiveness, I am reminded again that your forgiveness is greater. And I'll end and conclude here with a remarkable story that Ibn Asakir, one of the great historians of our tradition, he's written this particular story. The great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, spent the last part of his life in Kufa, in Iraq. And he says that one time he was walking on one of the streets of Kufa and he saw that there was a group of young men, yashribun al-khamra. They were sitting around and they were drinking wine. They were engaging in intoxication. وَيَجْتَمِعُونَ حَوْلَ مُغَنِّنْ حَسْنَ الصَّوْتِ إِسْمُهُ زَعْذَانْ. And they were gathered around one particular young man who was singing and entertaining the rest of them, and he had a beautiful voice. His name was Zadan. When Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw this entire scene, he went to them, ذَهَبَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَكَسَرَ إِنَا الْخَمْرِ. He went and he picked up the jug, the container of the wine, what Allah has prohibited in the Qur'an, and he smashed it and he broke it. ثم التفت إلى زادان. And then he turned to the young man who was singing and entertaining everyone, and he said, ما أحسن هذا الصوت. How beautiful is your voice, young man. لو كان بقراءة كتاب الله تعالى. I just wish you would recite the Qur'an with this beautiful voice. And then he went on his way. By this time, Abdullah bin Mas'ud was a very elderly man. So he went on his way. When Abdullah bin Mas'ud had left, Zadan, that young man who was singing and entertaining everyone, he didn't register what Abdullah bin Mas'ud had said. So he said, Man hadha? Who was this man? So they said, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Sahibu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's the great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdullah bin Mas'ud. فَسَأَلَ وَأَيَّ شَيْءٍ قَالَ. What was he saying? He said that your voice is so beautiful, but he wished that you would read the Qur'an with that beautiful voice. So Zadan, when he hears this, he drops everything and he starts running. He catches the lahiqa bi ibn Mas'ud. He catches up to Abdullah bin Mas'ud. وَظَلَّ يَبْكِي. And he starts crying in front of him. He grabs his hand, he starts crying, weeping. وَيُعْلِنُ تَوْبَتَهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And he starts saying, repeating, Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. And he's crying and weeping and holding the hand of Ibn Mas'ud. وَرُجُوعًا الْغِنَاءِ وَمَجَالِسِ الْخَمْرِ. And he said, I won't entertain people like that anymore. I won't drink intoxicants and drink wine anymore. فَاحْتَضَنَهُ عَبْدُلَّهِ بِنْ مَسْعُودِ. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu hugged him. وَبَكَاهُ وَالْأَخِرِ. And he also started crying. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu hugged him and started crying with him. ثُمَّ قَالْ كَيْفَ لَا أُحِبُّ مَنْ قَدَ أَحَبَّهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فَتَابَ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مِنْ ذُنُوبِهِ. He said, I love you, young man. I love you. How can I not love the one whom Allah loves? Because if Allah did not love you, Allah would have not given you the ability to raise your hands and ask Allah for forgiveness. We say, may Allah forgive us all. وَظَلَّ زَادَانْ مُلَازِمًا لِإِبْنِ مَسْعُودٍ حَتَّى تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ الْكَرِيمَ وَحَفِظَهُ. And then Zadan became one of the most devout students of the great companion Abdullah bin Mas'ud. He learned and memorized the entire Qur'an from Abdullah bin Mas'ud, who learned it from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَتَعَلَّمَ عُلُومَ الدِّينَ. And then he became a scholar of this religion. وَرَوَى الْحَدِيثَ عَنِ ابْنِ مَسْعُودِ. And if you look in the books of hadith today, you will find Zadan as one of the people who has narrated the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَصَارَ مِنْ كِبَارِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. And he became one of the most greatest, one of the greatest scholars of his generation. Forgiveness. This is the opportunity we have in front of us. So we beg and we pray and we ask that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us His forgiveness in this month. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده قال الله عز وجل في كتابه المجيد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات قال الله تعالى إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة